Hi, I'm Claire Morrow of The Breakfast Show, and here are Kev's best bits from this week.
The KevC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
On Monday, we were talking claims to fame as Quentin Tarantino was in Liverpool promoting his new film, and he hitched a ride with a local lorry driver, Steve Potts. Kev spoke to Steve and other callers with their stories. Take a listen.
The director Quentin Tarantino got a lift home in a skip lorry after living it up in Liverpool. Morning to everyone from CCC Skips. And morning to the lorry driver as well. He spent more than £1,000 on booze. This is not the skip driver. This is Quentin Tarantino. He's at a charity bash in honour of his new movie, Death Proof. Lost his way in Liverpool, flagged down a skip lorry to take him back to his hotel. We've seen some of the pictures in the Liverpool Echo at the weekend. Quentin was in Liverpool for the first public screening of Death Proof. His actor pal Samuel L. Jackson, who has been at the city, recommended it after he filmed The 51st Date. He actually met Samuel L. Jackson when he was last here. Quinton said, "Man, I had so much fun when I hitched a ride with this cool trucker dude." They were chanting my name, so I gave them a wave and we started talking. I told them I was waiting for my driver, and the trucker said he'd give me a lift. Liverpool people are really friendly. I just jumped in. So it got me thinking today about claims to fame. Do you have a link with someone famous? Have you met someone famous and not realised it until later? Plus, mind you, we're gonna speak to the lorry driver or the news have spoken.
I reckon we will.
Okay, and if you're listening, Mr. Lorry Driver, then you're welcome to give us a call. But give us a text, 80967, or a phone call, please. Have you met anybody famous? Have you spoke to somebody famous? Have you just kind of bumped into someone famous and then not realised till afterwards? Give me a call, 0151 472-0967. We're talking claim to fames this morning.
The KevC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Got some people hanging on the line here. We're talking claims to fame. Let's go to Tara. Is it Terrell?
No.
Oh, this one. Mike. Hello,
yeah,
Mike.
It's Mike.
Hello, Mike. Wrong sheet. Are you there, Mike?
Hello, Kev.
Who have you met that's famous, Mike?
Edwin P. Starr sang live on stage with him.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a bit of a legend, isn't he?
In the Merseyview in Frodsham.
Blimmin' hell.
About 1988. You know his famous song, War?
Yeah.
He asked for, like, volunteers to get up to do the chorus with him. Kevin had vaulted over the tables and knocked all the drinks over.
And did he get up there, yeah?
Oh, definitely, mate. Yeah, you can't miss an opportunity like that.
Not at all. Did anyone get any photographs or anything?
No.
Oh, what a gutter.
That was in the days before cameras.
Spot on. Thanks a lot for calling up, Mike.
All right, mate.
Have a good day. See you later. Take it easy. Let's go to Birkenhead. Good morning, Mario.
Hello, love.
Hello, love. How are you?
Sam.
Who have you met?
I was on Bruce Forsyth's show in 1978, Christmas Eve.
Which show was it?
Bruce Forsyth's Big Night Out. When he left the Generation Game and then went over to London Weekend Telly.
Right.
And it was on, like, for a couple of hours on a Sunday.
Right.
And they had all sorts mixed up with it. And then you had to go on and tell a joke kind of thing. And I won the show. And then you had to act, like, similar to the Generation Game. And it was just star-studded, the cast that I was acting with them. And I'm sitting in the changing room where they put, like, makeup on you for the stage.
Yeah.
And there was a woman sitting next to me with all rollers in her hair, and I went like that. Look at her, the head on her. She looks like the back of a telly, and it was Diana Dawes. And she was in the sketch with us.
My dad used to look after some dry cleaners down south many moons ago, and he told me a few stories about Diana Dawes.
Oh, yeah, she's Sean Connery's mate.
She used to bring some... She used to bring dresses and stuff in to be cleaned, and... I can't really...
Bombshell she used to be called, I'm honest.
That's right, I can't really talk about what he had to clean, but...
Well, Kenny Everett was on it as well. Kenny Lynch, Pat Yennins, Cannon and Ball. Star-studded.
Brilliant.
A couple of the girls out of Angels, that CDs used to be on.
Yeah, I've met a few of the girls from Angels.
Cannon Carpenter. It's absolutely brilliant.
All right then, Mario, thanks a lot for coming on.
All right, son.
Have a good
day
today.
Have a nice day now, you lot.
Cheers, see you later.
Ta-da, mate.
Bye-bye, mate. There he goes, Mario from Birkenhead. But talking claims to fame, who the blazes have you met? We'd like to know, please, 0151 472 0967.
Download and get CD. The KevC Podcast.
And we have the man on the phone who picked up Tarantino. Good morning, Robbie.
No!
Oh.
Steve!
Who's Steve?
Steve's the guy who picks up.
Oh, sorry, Steve, I'm sorry, mate.
Robbie's the guy who's coming on to play.
Oh, Robert. Sorry, Steve.
It's all right, Dave.
This is Steve from C&C and C Skips.
That's the one, Kev. How are you?
Very well, thank you, mate. Very well, and good morning to everyone from C&C. Now, tell me, what happened exactly?
Well, nothing really, Kev. I saw Tarantino, and I just decided to offer him a lift back to his hotel, and he took me up on the offer.
Did you recognise him instantly?
I drove past him earlier on, Kev, and I thought he was a lookalike, and it was only when I got to the building site I was going to that they told me Tarantino was in town. Once I really did realise it was him, I was back there like a flash to go and pick him up.
And what was he like when he was in the cab?
Oh, he was excellent, Kev. He was really down to earth, and he was really nice. He wasn't there. You'd think he'd be really big-headed and full of himself, but he wasn't. He was just chatted really nicely to me.
Did he say anything about Liverpool?
Yeah, he did, mate. I asked him what he thought of Liverpool, and he said it was a great place. That he'd been having a wander around on his day off, and he thought it was a really great place, and the people were really nice, that's what he said.
Fantastic. So whatever, your mate's been giving you a bit of jib about this?
I've been getting loads off the lads I work with, and the lads I used to work with when I was on a taxi, they've been bringing me up, and yes, they have been giving me loads, to be honest.
You've now got the biggest taxi in town.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that. I wish I could go and pick people up in this. It'd be a good laugh.
Imagine how many people you get in the back of a skip.
As long as I could charge each one individually, I wouldn't mind.
You know, next time I'm trying to get out of town and I can't get a cab, I'm going to be looking out for you.
Anytime, Kev. I'll give you a lift anytime, mate.
And I think you need to put in for a pay rise as well with the amount of advertising the CCC have got after this.
They're looking after me, Kev.
Fantastic. Morning to everyone in the office. All right, Steve. Nice one, fella. Thanks for coming on and talking to us this morning.
You're welcome, Kev. You're welcome.
All the best, fella. See you later.
All the best to you, too.
Bye-bye, mate. Bye-bye.
Tuesday, Kev was asking the people of Liverpool for their most embarrassing stories. We had some great calls. Take a listen to these. They're hilarious.
Right, let's talk embarrassing moments. We have Dave from the Wirral on the line. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Kev. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell me your story.
Yeah, many years ago, I was working on the waterfront. I was on a train on the Wirral to Liverpool. And them days, the trains used to be very, very busy. In the summertime, I only had the casual gear on. Gets on the train, nowhere to sit, so I stood in the doorway.
When you say casual gear, what do you mean?
Slacks, shirt.
Slacks.
No coat.
Have your Farrah's on and your polyvelt.
Oh, no, not that casual.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, no coat.
Right.
So, as I say, the train's getting very busy, chocker. By the time it comes to Hamilton Square, there's an awful lot of people on. And I'm stuck with my hands behind me back, leaning on the door.
Yeah.
As a young girl been pushed in front of me with her back to me. As the train started going, it's rocking backwards and forwards.
Oh, stop it.
And Rigby decided to put out an appearance. Well, the girl, so embarrassed, not as embarrassed as me. Her head's going to the left and the right. Mine's going in the opposite direction, so she couldn't see me.
My God.
I couldn't get my hands from behind my back to try and do something about it.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was the most embarrassing moment of my life.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is shocking. It really is.
I'm going red for you right now.
I keep going on the train to see if I can see it again. That's it.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic, Dave. Thanks a lot for that.
Okay, chap.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye. See you later, by the way. Never heard of being called Rigsby before. There we go.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
Friday came, our favourite day of the week. All in the mood for a holiday, so cruises got brought up. And we had a listen to Liesl's interview with Liverpool's Ray Quinn. It's so entertaining. Listen up to this. It's a cracker.
The QE2 has arrived. She's sitting in dock at the moment on the Mersey. Got a few little facts here, which I got from the Liverpool Echo last night, which are very interesting. She cost over £29 million to build. She weighs 7... It still baffles me. I know it's all about one word, displacement. 70,327 tons. How does that float? It's mad, isn't it? What's that all about? 1 gallon of fuel moves her just 49.5 feet. My God. In her career, the liner sailed more than 5.3 million nautical miles, further than any ship in history, and the equivalent to travelling to the moon and back 12 times. Blimmin' hell. She has made almost 800 Atlantic crossings and completed more than 20 full world voyages. Unbelievable. She's also, when she retires, which will be in 2009, I think it is, she's going to be sent off to Dubai, where she'll be a floating hotel. There we go. There's a fireworks display tonight, 10:45, and the QE2 will leave the Mersey at 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay? And that's all the details on the QE2. Have you ever been on a cruise?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
I went when I was younger on it was a Disney cruise, which was fabulous.
Really?
I loved it. Went to the Bahamas and then to Disneyland. Oh. And I just think on a cruise, the food, just breakfast buffet, lunch buffet, then a dinner, then they have a midnight buffet. You put on about a stone.
But you know what? I took my mum and dad on a cruise a few years ago. They'd never been abroad. I'll take them on a cruise and go to all different places, which was great. And only for the fact that it was a slightly blessing in disguise that my dad could just about walk, but we took a chair for him. So every time we stopped at a different country, I'd wheel him about everywhere. And I think only for doing that exercise, I would have put about 28 million stone on. Because the food is just, all you do is eat.
Yeah, and the ice sculptures that they do, aren't they amazing?
One of my brothers used to work on the cruise lines that used to be in the Caribbean, and they used to have a top 10 list of things, stupid things that people have said on board. And one of the number one thing was from an American who said, hey, what do you do with the ice? What is it? What do you do with the ice carbons when they've melted? Another one that someone had said once, does this lift go to the front of the ship or the back of the ship?
We had someone ask us, say, what time's the midnight buffet?
That was my mum.
Was it?
My mum actually asked what time the midnight buffet was, but in her defense, it was 12:15. You ain't here to party. I actually said to my ex-girlfriend a few years ago, do you fancy going on a world cruise? She said, come and go somewhere different.
The Kev C Breakfast Show Podcast.
Music Week, Liverpool Music Week is on the way, and Ray Quinn's got a new album coming out. I was asked to interview him, but I was a little bit busy, I'm afraid, so washing my hair. I was a little bit busy, so we sent Liesl to speak. Well, it was on the phone.
It's on the phone, yeah.
So Liesl spoke to Mr. Quinn yesterday. Take a listen.
Right, we've got Ray Quinn on the phone. Hello, Ray.
Hey, what's happening?
I'm not one to moan or anything, but it took you about an hour to get to the phone. You got two shavers now, so you can do a phone interview or what?
No.
What were you up to? What were you doing in that hour? Did you have a bird with you? Did you have a girl?
Oh, yeah, only a few,
Last time I met you, you said you didn't have a girlfriend.
Well, I've got a girlfriend, haven't I?
Have you got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Have you? When did you get her?
I'm at that age.
Oh, right, is this before you got famous? Yeah, exactly. I wonder what first attracted to the all that money you got from X Factor and everything else. You've got to think of these things, Ray, I'm just telling you.
Okay.
How old are you, actually?
I'm 19 now.
Unbelievable. I thought you were about 14, 15.
No, I'm 19.
That's really sweet. And with this girl, you're actually, you're doing stuff together.
Huh?
Are you you're having relations with this girl, aren't you? Because you're over the age, aren't you? I thought you were a lot younger than what you're saying.
Oh, no, I'm 19.
Okay, all right, Ray, be safe. Okay, I know it's probably your first, so be safe with her, all right?
Oh, no.
Don't want to get yourself in any problems. Being rich like you are, she'll take you for everything. Trust me, women are bitter. So, Ray, what have you been up to?
I've been up to a few things, really. I've been recording this track for this number one's album for Liverpool.
Okay.
It's called the Number One Project, All Hits from Liverpool, and it's all people who are from Liverpool who've had number one coming together and making an album, but whatever profits that the album makes will go to charity.
Oh, my goodness. And how much dos do you reckon you've made out of all this? How much money do you think you've made out of all this? Come on, be honest. What's your bank balance looking like? I bet your overdraft's cleared up and up.
I'm doing well. I'm doing really well. So X-Factor's, massive opportunity for anybody out there,
Absolutely. And obviously X-Factor's back on again.
Yeah, I've missed it, to be honest. I've seen the first one.
Right, okay.
Because I've been chocking really recently, so I've missed it. But
I'll tell you what, there's some right mentalists going through at the moment, I'll tell you that much. Seriously, worse than you, honestly. There's some serious, mentalists going through these rounds. And obviously you're a dancer as well, aren't you? Because I saw the X-Factor stuff last year and you dance and sing, don't you?
Dancing
till I was three. I was going to ask you actually. As you dance from such a young age, did anyone ever think you're a bit? Do you know what I mean? A bit weird.
I'm for the other fields.
Yeah, do they think you're batting for the other team at any point? Because you're a bit of a dancer.
No, not really, because it was always just me and it was never anything else, really. That was my thing, you know what I mean? When I was, like, at school, that was my thing that I enjoyed to do. It didn't matter what anybody else thought, you know what I mean? That was me. I was happy doing what I was doing.
Okay, Ray, thanks for talking to us. Can you reveal what song you're going to be doing for Liverpool Music Week?
I'm doing a great tune, which is, like, you know, just a fab tune for Liverpool. And it's by The Real Thing, and it's called You to Me Are Everything.
Wow, and this is going to go on the album called The Number One, yeah?
Yeah, you know that groovy one, you know. You to me are everything. It's good.
Okay, do you want to do this a bit of an acapella style-y, or are you just happy to leave it there?
We'll leave it there. Wait till you hear the track. It's amazing and it sounds wicked.
Okay, brilliant. Listen, well, I'll take your word for it. Thank you very much for talking to us. All right, you take care.
All right, thanks so much.
That's all right. We'll see you in Liverpool soon. Okay, check.
See you later.
There he goes, Ray Quinn. He's a good dancer. Guess who taught him how to dance?
Who?
My sister-in-law.
Really?
Yes. Well, Dave's wife taught him how to dance. Here's another success story from Chilton School of Dance in West Derby. Jennifer Ellison came from there. Mrs. Byatt and the team and Miss Martin, everyone taught him how to dance. And he's another success story from West Derby. And well done to Chilton School of Dance.
Well, that's it for another week. But listen up every day, Monday to Friday, for all the latest on the Kev Seed Breakfast Show on Radio City 96.7.
Tune in to the Kev Seed Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.